Now, here's a question. Did you make it down to the Mardi Gras Fair Day in Victoria Park on Sunday? If you didn't, there is still a bunch of other gigs to get to during the festival, including a great lineup of musical acts at Sydney's Seymour Centre. The Seymour Centre is going to be hosting free courtyard sessions every weekend until March 15th. And this Friday, singer-songwriter Kim Sheehy will be performing. She's got this recent cover that's come out of Missy Higgins' Everyone's Waiting. It is absolutely gorgeous.
You gotta use them now or never. Everyone's waiting, and it's getting harder to hear what my heart keeps saying. Turn it off, why don't you turn it all off?
See, stunning. Would I lie to you? We are lucky enough now that Kim joins us on the line to tell us a little bit more. Kim, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So you're probably best known for your success on The Voice, on the TV show, but what's life been like for you since then?
Oh, gosh. Well, actually, after I finished up on The Voice, they usually fly you back home, and I was living at Brisbane at the time, and I just decided to not take my plane fare home, and I've literally been living in Sydney since. So, I moved down to Sydney. I'm working out in Cronulla as a high school teacher and gigging as much as I can. Awesome.
Can I assume that it is a music teacher position you are down there?
Yes, good assumption. Great assumption. Yes, that's right.
That must be a really interesting gig.
It's amazing. I love my job. I've been a music teacher for 9 years now, and it's just so rewarding. Like everything I do with my gigging and stuff on the side, my sort of hustle job, I can take back and sort of pass my knowledge on to the kids, and they're just awesome. Like, really, the future of Australia is in, like, good hands, guys. So,
it sounds like you're really, really busy. How do you find the time to keep making music?
Look, I'm not getting any younger. I'm definitely sort of learning that sort of work-life balance needs to be a thing the older I get, but it's so hard because I want to do all of the things. I just want to do all the things. I want to gig, I want to teach, I want to write, I want to record. So I do find the time. It's about finding the time to relax, I think, that's the struggle.
And tell us about the courtyard sessions happening at the Seymour Centre.
Yeah, that's an amazing little initiative, and I'm really lucky that most of my friends and sort of network all live in the inner west, so I'm looking forward to having a sort of big crowd there, and I love that it's all part of Mardi Gras, and I'm really big into Mardi Gras. I'm actually in a float this year, and I think it's going to be a really cool, chilled sort of session in the courtyard. I love the Seymour Centre. I love the vibe in that courtyard, and really looking forward to performing for everyone there.
And we did just hear a snippet from the most recent Missy Higgins cover that you've done. What else can people expect if they head down to check it out?
That's a good question. a little bit of original stuff. So I've got a couple of originals that I'm going to chuck in. And when I do my covers, I sort of, I don't really stick to a genre, but I kind of just sort of make everything my own. So you might hear anything from like Justin Bieber to Stevie Wonder to Daryl Braithwaite, but it'll all have a little Kim Sheehy twist on it. So,
just anything that appeals to you, I imagine.
That's it. I'm not really a fan of like one set genre. I'm more of a lover of songs. So,
well, it sounds like it's going to be a brilliant time. Kim, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thanks so much.
No worries. No worries. Have a good morning.
That was Kim Sheehy. You can catch her from 6 to 9 p.m. this Friday at the Seymour Centre. It is completely free. That is something you don't hear a lot around Sydney. There is food and drink, which is also something you don't hear a lot around Sydney. So get down. Again, that is the Seymour Centre this Friday from 6 p.m.